Oh, did you go to Paris?
I did.
Did you get drunk?
Oh, yes.
Did you get fined for 100 euros?
Yes.
Did you do your homework about like getting the hashtags about who you are?
Not quite. I did not do it about myself because I was too drunk after Paris. But mm-hmm. but
and too shocked about
shocked.
The fine
and poor.
yeah.
But I think we have hashtags about our business, and it would mm-hmm. be more than enough for me okay. for now at least.
Let's start with that. I mean, you're sober now, so
I'm sober, but I'm melting. So this is why I sound very drunk. But anyway. the hashtags of our business is game dev,
mm-hmm.
education,
mm-hmm. and Ukrainians, I think.
Yeah, Ukraine.
At least that's how we're trying to communicate.
Yes.
And that's what people mostly associate.
Well, they understand it. Maybe not associate, but if you tell some people that you do...
If they meet a Ukrainian on the street, they're sending it my way.
Yeah.
If they meet somebody like doing something game dev, they're like, yeah, just... meet this person.
Yeah, so you can say that like we are doing something about game dev to the person who doesn't actually care, and it would be more than mm-hmm. enough for them, because yeah. It's not necessary to explain everything from the beginning. So our yeah. main idea yeah. is yeah. listen right now.
Yeah, yeah. But I used to do this, like, remember how creepy I was?
There are two things when you did this. Like, first of all, when we've been doing community thing, yeah, mm-hmm. that's creepy. And secondly, when we started that business and you started to explain everybody, but you said, I don't know, is it true or not? You said that you're doing this to practice your speech so you would understand for mm-hmm. yourself better. So I don't know. Maybe yeah. you've been lying to me. I don't know.
No. It has taken time to figure out what we do and how to pitch ourselves. As soon as we were comfortable about like the one-liner, I pretty much stopped explaining what we do and started avoiding that.
Yeah,
to random people.
When you realized which one-liner is understandable for people.
Yeah, like for example, we started from we're a school, and this was a huge problem because people thought we were teaching kids.
Yes.
And then we evolved to education, like to more advanced people, we call ourselves Educational Game Jam.
Re-educational, you called it like this. Yeah, yeah. And later on we were like game dev education. That's
game dev education online camp,
and that's more than yeah. enough usually for people.
Yeah
But you met past yourself yesterday.
Yeah, that's actually the reason why we're talking about this.
Alec got flashbacks from his past.
Oh
so.
Yeah, it was horrible. So there was whatever a networking event yesterday. Obviously, somebody grabs my hand and introduced me to a person. It's like, yeah, whatever. Like, this dude, game dev, like, just do talk, boys, do talk. And that person was like, hey, I'm working at a PR agency and I want this and that. I'm trying to ask the questions and I understand that he doesn't know what he's doing and he can't explain anything. And then he started being angry at me because I'm asking all these questions. I don't let him, like, do his bullshit. And then he got offended and left.
It sounds very much like our DevRel events or whatever, and like community
yeah.
thingy. I've been running around trying to explain people what we are doing.
No, instead of trying to explain what we were doing, we were throwing random hashtags, exactly like that dude I met at the party. It's like attention economy or like
smart words, not even a
yeah.
hashtag, just smart words
yeah.
that you learn from some
and see the,
man
if
from
they
Twitter.
Stick. They actually didn't stick.
Yes.
Because they sounded too bullshitty.
Yes.
And we were trying to pack. And it's funny enough that I think exactly like that dude that I met yesterday, like our version of ourselves, whatever, 2 years ago, we were sort of lying mostly to ourselves and were getting like offended at other people that they don't value us and then they
don't
get us.
Well, I remember how it started. I still remember this situation when I asked you, can you explain me one-liner what we are doing? And you got angry at me because you're like, one-liner is not enough for our business. We are so cool. One-liner is not
you
enough.
You still need to spend time with your therapist.
Because
working with me 2 years ago.
Yes, because I still have a trauma and you've been behaving exactly in this way.
Not
as
trauma.
This
traumas.
Yes, exactly like that man that you described.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've been talking about him today to me, I was like,
I know the dude.
I know that.
So the key point is not to lie to yourself.
No, it's not about not to lie to yourself. It's to be clear for your, like, with yourself also. Because we couldn't explain even to ourselves what the hell we're doing in one sentence. We could explain, like, maybe in one paragraph at the best.
Yeah.
At the best.
And that's not good enough.
And that's not good enough because that's too much and too much information.
Mm-hmm.
And it smells like, you know, something is wrong, maybe, if you cannot explain
like
what you're doing.
The bullshit detector just, like, started, especially if people are a bit outside of the niche or of the industry. And that's, I mean, you have to be understandable. Like, even the DoorDash delivery dude
would understand what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's, again, that's the reason why I was.
At least the concept. It may be not the full idea. Like, for example, we are saying game dev and education right now. Mm-hmm. People think of different things, but they got the idea. So we are teaching. They don't care how exactly we are doing. Like, nobody cares about this. But, like, we are teaching something about game dev.
And that's what's important, that people actually don't care about the details. And frankly, they don't care at all. They want to put you into the box, and they have the boxes of their own for you.
Yes.
In a way. And yeah, game dev, whatever. Game dev education, whatever. Or just game dev. And that is it. And that's good enough.
And because when we've been doing the community, people don't understand the concept of the community, first of all. And then we are telling, trying to explain what is that. And they're like, so should we put you into the marketing? Yeah. Or are you, who are you?
Yeah, what is that community? And people get the community term very, very differently. But do you think we could have done better?
Honestly, I don't know. I think the problem was not, maybe it was our problem also, but the thing is that nobody understood the concept of the community and what people can do with it.
Yeah.
So that affected very much. There was no such problem. So we are being given solution to the problem that doesn't exist. Like, well, it kind of exists.
It did exist, but in a very niche professional market.
Yes.
And we're trying to approach the broad market and to explain, look, your business would benefit from our solution. And they were like, that's too complex.
Yes.
We didn't get it.
Yes. We're like, they're like, we don't have quite that problem. So
they did have this problem. They were solving that problem very inefficiently. And we were suggesting an efficient solution, but it was too complex.
Well, it's like
to convey that.
It's like we've been saying, like, use Discord instead of Zoom calls.
Yeah,
and people like
no.
What? It's so complicated. We know that the sound is bad. We know that the video is bad in Zoom.
And
but like
and
that,
everybody hates Zoom.
Everybody hates it. But like, that's okay for us. We have some solution and we don't...
It's not okay. We just don't care to solve that.
Yeah, it's not such a big problem to solve right now. And we don't want to.
So what could we have done better? Nothing.
Nothing much.
Switch the niche. But we wanted to play with that. So we did that and we're like, oh, okay, it doesn't work. And moved on.
Yes. And what about the second dude?
Oh, he also needs a therapist. But in a different way. So he was worried that everybody gets him. Everybody knows him. Everybody understands what he's doing. But he actually delivers nothing. Because... like, he wants to do actually something very similar to what we're doing, but like from a bit different angle. And he hasn't delivered much because it's like it takes time to build it, to raise money and all that. And he's worried about that. And I try to explain to him, look, it's great that everybody knows you and knows that hashtag around you, like Game Dev Accelerator. And that's perfect. And that's good enough. Like, they're going to return to you in a year when they would want to do something about you. In a year, you will have built that accelerator. You will have something for them. For now, you just go around and continue telling everybody that you're building that accelerator. That's good enough.
Well, that the thing that we've been doing actually from the beginning, I wasn't quite sure about that because I remember you've been telling like, oh yeah, we're gonna reskill senior people. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but we are not doing this actually. Mm-hmm. And you're like, yeah, somewhere in the future, people like it. So are you gonna lie? I'm not sure if it's good because... for me personally, I don't like the idea that, somewhere in the future we will do this, but right now we are doing completely different thing. I don't like it, but I like the thing that, like, we are building a school. Then it's a good, like, idea.
It's a broad idea.
That's a broad idea, and, like, it's look, understandable, and everybody, I think, understands that it takes some time.
Yes, but I want to be even more precise. So a bunch of people recently landed in our inboxes or in our Telegram community, and they were like, so what about the game design program? And each time we tell that, look, it's paused, it's we're doing something else now, please look at this program. Nobody told us that we're whatever, liars, scammers. We didn't get any angry comments.
Yeah, but the thing is, because we're still a school, we're still doing game dev, we're still doing education. Just it's a bit thing. Different way, yeah. But still...
It's not just game designers, it's not lectures, it's not like, it's more of a game jam. So different packagings, it's cheaper.
Yes.
And people sort of... But what I'm trying to say that it's fine to do stuff differently, usually if you explain users what and why.
I think it's not the problem. I think if you explain the main idea to the user, they understand it, and then kind of can understand that, like, you can pivot.
It's fine that you change the mechanics,
and
something like it, just the outcome, or like, yeah, the general idea, the ideally the outcome. Though, let's think about it, like the outcome for our initial idea and for now the changes.
Well, it didn't change that much. Before, we've been thinking about only game designers. Now we talk about everybody.
Yes.
So.
And it was like, initial idea was like, come over, we will teach you.
Yes.
Here, the idea is like, come with your knowledge, we will improve, accelerate your knowledge.
Yes.
So it's differently.
Well, for user, it's not that critical, I think. Or maybe yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, do you have to have experience? Like, right now, you have to have experience to work with us. Previously, you had only to
well, because to for game designers, there is such a requirements. Be funny and be able to write. And this is it. Know how to use Excel. This is it. So, like, this is why it's kind of hard. Even if you had some requirements, it's very hard to check that. So...
So for the last 11 minutes, you have been listening that it's fine that people don't clearly get what you do. It's important that they were able to put you in some box.
Yes.
And whatsoever. And roughly, very roughly understand and even be mistaken about what you're doing.
Well, if they're mistaken in details, it's okay. But if they're mistaken in the whole idea, then it's not okay.
Well, if they're from other industry and they don't get it. Like, for example... I got introduced to somebody organizing esports tournaments. And well, that's totally not what I'm doing. It's just the person who did the intro didn't quite understand, like, game dev, gaming, whatsoever.
Well, yeah, but still you're still kind of in game dev, and this person may be useful for you, like, in the later time.
Exactly.
It doesn't quite matter. So, like, the most important, explain to your mamochka what you're doing. Maybe she will understand.
And to your sister, and to the daughter.
Well, I mean, well, it would not help to explain to my mamochka. She would still ask me to fix the Wi-Fi for her, because she's like, oh, you're doing something in computer. But, yeah.
So much drama.
So, first of all, be sure that people, simple people, understand you, or maybe you're doing something very niche, then like some niche people are supposed to understand you. Maybe you're choosing wrong audience.
I would do both. I would listen to the both. Like, ideally, if you cannot explain what you're doing to a 6-year-old, you don't understand what you're doing. I think it's like that.
Well, 6-year-old, it's too young, but
I mean, you still need to be able to understand in simple terms what you're doing. This is how you understand the value that you're bringing. I'm improving something.
Education 3.0.
Yes, that previous version of me. Please cancel it.
I did. Thanks God. So, yeah. But I still think that there is supposed to be some niche audience that you should talk
pitch
with. Pitch. Yes.
Yeah, I do. Actually, I do that. And I get complex question about that. Like, for example, yesterday, I think it was Alexei Flazm who threw a very complex idea at me. And how are you solving that? I'm like, well, I don't know. He was like, how would you license the IP of the games that your teams create? Because, like, he deeply understands what we're doing. And he's from the industry, so he understands the use case.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, this was the problem number 121. on my to-do list, and he was like, no, that's very important. I'm like, we're gonna fix it later. And like, he was like, no, that's very important, this is why. And he convinced me to pop up, like, to
make it problem number 83.
It's still high in the list.
Yes. I think that's it that we can say for today.
Okay
bye.